listened to every single podcast on oneofus.net. What do I do now?
Well, first of all, how is that even possible? But secondly, I think I have a solution for you, Chris.
There can be no solution, Brian.
There is a solution, and that solution is our newest sponsor, Audible.com. Guys, if you haven't tried Audible.com, now is the perfect time to do that. We're talking about content that includes over 150,000 audio programs. We're talking about books on digital, audio dramas, broadcasters, magazine and newspaper publishers, all the greatest stuff you can possibly imagine in one place just for you.
Okay, that actually does sound pretty good.
Doesn't that sound great? And you know what? I'm going to make it sound even greater, Chris, because they are officially, Audible is officially one of our sponsors here at oneofus.net. And as a special gift to you guys, Audible is giving away a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link at the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus.
You mean to say that by clicking on audible.com and downloading their free book, they make sure by listening to that audio that we keep making more audio as well?
That's right, and the cycle continues.
There's no way to stop Hitler unless we can travel back in time. But for that, we're gonna need all the Furies. Kung Furies, assemble!
That's me, Ashley!
And Michael.
And I guess that means I'm Joe.
This is the Unusual Suspects, and we're gonna tell you about Kung Fury. Doo-doo-doo! Alright, so Kung Fury.
I like our intro music.
That was really epic.
Well, I'm trying to jazz things up a little bit.
Sure. You know what? I liked it. It's like my mom told me that one day not only would a very special boy find me very special, but that
right.
I also have my own theme music.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been singing it for a while there, but I don't let you listen because I have to leave some mystery to us knowing each other.
Well, 50% there as far as I'm concerned when it comes to life goals.
Boom. Alright, so I think we're all pretty familiar with Kung Fury if you've been on the internet in the past year and a half. So,
which our fans certainly have
yeah,
not.
No, okay, but, yeah,
they are very
yeah.
popular.
All right,
they
guys.
Are out there boning ladies.
Look, guys, get out of the bone zone and get into the internet zone. And watch yourself the trailer for Kung Fury. Started off as a Kickstarter project. When they did it, most of the primary footage had already been shot. They just needed a little extra to you know, grease the wheels and to
spiff
things up.
Work on the arcade machine.
Yeah. The best arcade cabinet ever.
Yeah.
Just to give you a hint, I don't want to give away the entire story, but of course, because it's an arcade cabinet killing machine robot,
arcade cabinet.
Whoa! We don't know
as
that
they
yet.
Are. As they are.
But to shoot at people, it flips them off, which engages the super kill
sure.
beams.
Sure.
So this is how we start off.
Right. That's true. That is how we. It's funny. It's funny because if you've seen the trailer and you've seen the Hasselhoff video. Initially, when the movie starts, my fear is, oh my god, I've seen this whole thing in
right.
this trailer. And it's not until the arcade cabinet where I go, I have no idea what they're going to action. I think about the trailer and I go, that trailer seemed to make way more sense than what's going on now.
Right, but that's only because it's going to take you down a longer, glorious 26-minute journey.
Yeah.
Which is another thing to be aware of. I was hoping for an entire movie, and it delivered 26 minutes, and I'm not going to say only, because
it was a tight 26.
Every second, very well.
Yeah.
Literally every corner was filled.
It truly was. It was filled to the brim, and kind of sogging out the bottom a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I like all my things.
Yeah. Just a little hefty.
Yeah, I came here to party, you know?
Now, you do get to see and experience more characters than you did in
right.
the trailer.
Totally.
And it's always to a happy surprise.
Right. Well, and it's funny, too, because the way that the trailer treats a lot of the characters, other than Kung Fury, the main character...
Right.
Right, thank you. Is... It kind of just goes...
He's been talking in that voice all day.
I believe it.
Or yeah. my entire life, and I've only been doing the other voice around you people.
There we go. But the other characters that you see in the trailer feel a lot more like afterthoughts.
Right.
Who just kind of help Kung Fury on his journey.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
it's not until you actually see it, that you realize that they have very specific roles,
right? Because
in the overarching plot here,
one would not expect this to be a very organic story, yet it completely is.
Right? Yeah,
it's the most organic digital story I have ever experienced.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
it was also a lot like my high school trapper, middle school trapper keeper, which I kind of liked too.
Yeah. Yes, yes. There's certainly everything for an 80s baby to glom onto.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. What I was impressed by was there
Power
were
glove.
Certain videotape effects that they used.
Yeah.
Essentially so that they could save money on not showing an entire scene.
Right, right.
But they did it very sparingly so you don't get sick of that effect. They do it and they maximize it.
Yep.
And then they go ahead and pull back so that you can watch as much majesty as
right.
it just naturally unfurls.
Well, and at first if they were to continue with that dynamic and that little trick that they use, it would start to just feel like they were wasting everybody's time.
Oh, right.
They were cheating.
Yeah, it would have gotten bad soggy.
But, right, instead of good soggy.
Like, really, most soggy is, honestly.
Yeah, but when it's right, it's
but
stinky cheese.
Yeah.
The moments where they totally could do that, they instead just go the route of, say, animating a whole sequence.
Yes.
Or doing... I mean, I think, if I had to guess, I would say upwards of 80% of the movie is probably shot somewhere in green screen.
Oh, yeah, definitely more than that.
Yeah. I think that because of the old 80s retro tape video, you know, found movie nasty feel, all the bad effects, like, and not the intentional bad effects, not the
right.
laser beams, but like the maybe arguably poorly comped together police station are totally passable.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything's so fuzzy, you know, there's a whole gob of Vaseline over the lens.
Well, it's kind of like that for me was a lot like the Miami Vice police set,
right.
Like the week after sweeps.
Sure.
Where they had
sure.
already blown all their money wad.
Right.
My only... I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. My only concern is that... You know, a lot of what this is paying homage to had a lovely mix of sincerity and naivete. And I really liked this as a jumping off point. And if they can find a way to kind of maintain that sincerity while still nodding to us of fans of Thor,
sure.
dinosaurs,
sure.
grids,
Nazis.
General hacking skills,
yeah.
Nazis,
Hitler,
all the things
yeah.
people love.
Do.
All the things people love.
Buddy
and
cops.
I think they'll really, yeah, buddy cops.
Yeah.
I think they'll really have something, but it's tricky. You don't, not to pick specifically on Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but you don't.
Go ahead,
You don't
no
want
argument.
To be the movie that the internet actually crowdsourced through memes,
right?
Sure.
And it could get meme heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're taking pretty careful steps to not give away scenes in the movie because
right.
it is
well,
so
yeah.
short.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also what you people have been waiting for so long. it is Cinema Messiah. But to Ashley's point, I kind of hope that we see new ideas out of them and they don't continue this.
I sure. do too. Like, there was just there were a couple moments where I was like, no, that kind of took me out of it. Like,
yeah.
they make a reference to hassling the Hoff and
yeah,
I was like,
right.
you didn't have to,
but
they got him. So,
yeah, but
so
they got
they're
him,
gonna,
so you're
sure.
gonna have to, so well, maybe they got that out of their system.
Right. Yeah, and for me, it's a fine line when you're doing a kind of parody movie like this. I think of, for me, the masterpiece in this genre still standing is Black Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just where it so perfectly knows exactly how to do what it's doing without coming out of it and pointing
yeah.
at itself.
I would say that it joins Black Dynamite and Murder by Death.
Yeah.
Like, just as far as they're so self-aware, and they're
right.
still creating something unique while using every
right.
trope in the book.
And I feel like there's a few moments in this 26-minute film that they maybe cross the line and jump the shark a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what took me out of it, is I'm sitting there just going, oh my god, all of this is so well put together, and I believe these characters, and the character Kung Fury is not an easy role to sell.
It's even harder trying to live it.
but for me, there's honestly, I can think of maybe one, two moments where it goes beyond doing what it's doing and instead goes for the joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, in something like this, one or two times is really not bad.
Oh yeah. They were well below their horrendous ratio. Not to kick a rock dog while it's down, but it's kind of the antithesis of San Andreas, whereas it was trying to...
did not get it out of his system yesterday.
It was trying to sneak all of those hackneyed and used devices and pass it off as like, hey, pay full price for this. Whereas this was like, no, this is stupid, but let's make a bunch of stupid and stitch it into this Frankenstein's monster of amazing.
Sure.
All right, so distribution on it is a little bit weird. It got picked up by the El Rey Network, and it's going to be showing on Thursday. I'm not quite certain how often they intend to air it, or
On El Rey, it'll be often.
Yeah, no, it should be.
They have a cornucopia of work from whence to choose.
Yeah. Those of you who listened to this before... May 28th at 6:30 p.m. Be sure to 1. Get cable. 2. Make sure that it carries El Rey. And 3. Make sure that you've got a TV to watch that on. So it's a little bit of a setup process.
Or someone with some sweet hacking skills.
No, you can't. You can't hack that.
Damn it.
You can only hack time
backwards
or death.
Damn it.
Or time death.
You know what? That'll give us something to do though. Until this actually airs, it'll fill the void.
It's true. I mean, we basically got 20 hours in a dream, and I think we can do it.
Yeah, you know, I've accomplished less on less. So.
Yeah, I'd
say
we all
have.
Which
is also my favorite kind of crime: less on less crime.
When is less going to stop hitting on less? All right. So, do we want to go ahead and give our little ratey rates?
Yeah.
All right. What about you?
All right, so I mean, it's 26 minutes, and if you know that going in, it's way less disappointing when it happens. For me, I was expecting a feature, and when the credits dropped, it's a good sign. It's a sign of a quality product.
Right.
When it ends, then I go, I really would have rather
I want some more.
I would have been here happily for another hour. And I feel like even for 26 minutes, the joke could get tired really quickly. Mm-hmm. And they managed to keep refreshing it and keep doing new and fun things. And they know exactly where to put new punchlines when you already expect the joke. Which I think all of that is just a quality thing about it. Like I said, there's one or two moments that I got taken out of it because of shark leaps. Mm-hmm. But, honestly, all that aside, there is no, it being 26 minutes, there's no reason not to watch this. So I have to give it 9 out of 10 dick shots.
All right.
Ashley, what about you?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of dick shots. in general, I have to totally agree. I mean, I kept waiting to be bored and I never really was. And I mean, the point of it being 26 minutes, there's no reason not to give it a shot. I totally agree. Kind of in the spirit of what you guys were saying earlier, when it comes to period parody stuff, I really love The Spoils of Babylon lately. And over the, which I think is still available on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, it's a series that Will Ferrell does. It's great. They do a lot too with the sets and things that I think is really interesting that also helps kind of reinvent the kind of jokes and stuff that would also kind of apply to this movie in a way. If they could find a way to do that too, kind of ongoing, I think it could really develop into something. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 nerds over 80s jocks.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's really good.
It's not bad.
All right, I think we're definitely on the same page here. I think it has a mastery of self-restraint and never went gratuitous just to put boobies on the picture, which I found quite surprising that there was not boobies.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Not that we're against boobs.
No, we're definitely not against boobs. We just don't want them to be used incorrectly.
Yeah, no one does.
Being a teenager was awkward.
Yeah, it's a hard time for all of us. I used my own boobs wrong as a teenager.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, that's not how you open a sliding door.
No, it's really not.
Now,
Got through it, though, and I'm here today.
Mostly.
Mostly.
All right, so, I would definitely say this is something that anybody who enjoys life, laughing, not the smiles of a child, cars, or cheesy special effects should go out and see. Well, go out, stay in and see. So I'm going to give it 9.999 solar stances out of 9.999 solar stances. So that's pretty much a lock. Yeah.
Does it get any higher than that? You'd have to go to more decimal places.
You would. And then it's only also kind of getting redundant.
I believe it goes up to about 9,000.
Already kind of got.
Oh, no, you can't go above 9,000 except for that one guy who does.
Right.
And then all those other guys that do.
Right.
But other than that, you can't do it.
And the Hoff.
Well, he has eerie powers.